Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 1st. The grains closed higher with December corn up a dime at 360 and a half, November beans up 16 and three quarter cents at 899, and September wheat up 7 cents at 498 and three quarters. Pretty strong day. Corn closed about 2.5 off its highs, beans about 3 off its highs, SEP wheat only a penny off its highs. So I'd say these were pretty good days in here today. Obviously, you know, the acreage number is forcing these funds to rethink their heavily short position. I think after today, they're maybe, 240 short, something like that, maybe 230, still a long way to go. I still think they're short the better part of 35 to 40,000 meal. So I still think there's some more upside coming to this market. Now we've got 200-day moving averages on top of these markets. I think those are reasonable targets to expand some cash sales out here. But these markets could certainly move higher. We've got the 4th of July holiday. If we gap open Sunday night, I think we could be off to the races here for a while, giving us a real good chance to get some marketing done this year. We've been waiting for some kind of good rally. We'd hoped it would have been other things besides the weather. But between the acreage and the weather, at least we have a fighting chance out here to see higher prices. The dollar was down 22. Crude oil was up 55 a barrel. That's always helpful. The metals were lower. I think some guys will come out of metals, maybe go into grains out here on the spec side. So I still see this thing as being very positive. We close early tomorrow. So I think we could have a strong day here. I'd like to see it just close higher tomorrow. I'd like to see SEP wheat over $5, no beans over $9, and then hopefully we'll be off to the races on Sunday night. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.